Welcome to Chapter 1. We are excited to start this journey with you and explore the world of personal and executive assistants. Let's begin. The more high-profile a person is, whether he is a celebrity, professional athlete, minister, politician, attorney or entertainment executive, the more necessary it is for him to be able to concentrate on performing the most important tasks included in his career. The proper management of his lifestyle can favorably or adversely affect his success and prosperity of his career. Clearly, the more efficiently and effectively the celebrity performs the important tasks involved in his work, the greater the benefit to his career endeavors and any business enterprises he might own. He should be able to concentrate on those important tasks if he is relieved of some other duties involved in his job, which, while still needing to be performed, can in reality be done by somebody else on his behalf or under his supervision. In other words, the celebrity needs assistance, and that will be provided by at least one assistant. In this book, we will refer to the personal assistant, lifestyle manager, and household administrator by the affectionate title PA. This position requires a one-on-one relationship with the employer. Your role as PA is that of business manager, confidant, administrative assistant, and more. A successful assistant must handle wide-ranging responsibilities and talents. You must have boundless energy and think quickly. In addition to anticipating your employer's desires, it is imperative that you have strong business acumen, diplomacy and political skills, know how to do last-minute decorating, construction and labor relations, make travel arrangements, provide public relations expertise, do styling, and let's not forget the occasional hand-holding. It is the total, professional delivery of these varied elements to your employer that will help you land and most importantly keep your job as a personal assistant. Moving on to the next section, titled What is Your Role? Some think the role of an assistant is to walk toe-to-toe with his employer down the red carpet, to participate in interviews and to become his employer's best friend and enjoy the perks that are stereotypically associated with being a celebrity. Others feel it is a position for sycophants, someone who agrees with everything his boss says and who brings his boss gifts, and errand runners who go and get newspapers and scoop the dog poop from the front lawn. Both the former and latter are at face value wrong. The PA's role is about leadership. The PA takes responsibility for much of the organization and coordination of his employer's lifestyle and business needs. It is a task that calls for tact, diplomacy and effective communication and organizational skills. A good PA makes an enormous contribution to his employer's effectiveness and requires numerous professional skills to be successful in this role. Today's PA must be the barber, the baker, and the candlestick maker. Most often there is nothing new an experienced corporate professional must learn to get the job done. For example, things learned in any corporate environment such as computer skills, project management, customer service, and strategic planning can all be repurposed for working as PA. However, adaptation is needed when it comes to working in the environment of a high-profile person. One must dispose of the 9-to-5 mindset and quickly become accustomed to being on call 24 hours a day. In some cases, there is no time to cultivate a personal life for yourself. Some assistants admit that they have no friends, no love life, and are too busy to even take care of a plant. While this is not the case for all assistants, you must carefully consider the environment and work ethic of the person you will be assisting before accepting a position as his EA. Applicants to this job profiles are not all the same. The personal assistant is concerned with communicating information between the employer and the people and entities in the employer's office. Now we will cover the different types of assistants who may be titled differently but they share the same duties. Personal assistant, executive assistant, secretary, personal secretary, chief of staff, administrative assistant, office secretary, office manager, business assistant, executive coordinator, commercial assistant, diary manager, schedule manager, political assistant, celebrity assistant, celebrity manager, lifestyle manager, personal manager, travel manager, Sports manager. Event manager. Floor manager. Public relation officer. Public relation manager. Head of PR. PR executive. PR representative. In charge public relation. Let's know what is OST, officer on special duty, or SDO, special duty officer. This post is often created to carry out special duties which are not mentioned in day-to-day activities, or we can say, some tasks need an expert, an experienced or special attention from regular tasks. We can call those tasks a special duty. So many people, organizations and companies assign them as OST. This assignment generally happens to assign duty to a person who is already working in an organization. Bosses see some special qualities in them and have confidence that they can do special duties along with their regular tasks. There is another possibility from outside the organization through reference, newspaper advertisements, and recruitment agencies. OST or SDO can be appointed or can work at on special site. Malls or multiplex. Government organizations. Educational institutes or universities. Hospitality hotels, resort, amusement park. Private or government aviation. Political elections or campaigns, etc. Hospitals. Business houses. Industries or factories. NGOs or trust. Bank head office. Let's move on to executive personal assistants. The executive personal assistant's salary ranges from 35 to 90,000 per month, subject to work experience and certification. These assistants usually support high-value individuals like celebrity, CEO, CFO, directors and chairman, in short bosses of respective business or companies. They support their employer with high-level tasks outside the home and professional business skills are necessary. Often seen as the life support machines of their employer, these senior PAs are a hybrid of project manager, secretary, and confidant to the employer. They are given more responsibility, autonomy, and recognition. Beyond the typical administrative requirements, there are certain key attributes and skills that set these EAs apart. Those are high-level business acumen, PR and communication skills, flexibility and initiative, ability to manage projects, intuition and empathy, commitment to the organization, working beyond the job description, observation skills, anticipation, taking challenges, gatekeeping, adding value and going beyond the call of duty are just some of the attributes required at the executive PA level. To succeed, PA needs to be totally prepared to go that extra mile. They must be able to deal with all aspects of business life, from working with a team, to supervising projects, to organizing events and managing budgets. They must be persuasive communicators with a level of business insight previously required only in corporate middle management positions. These days, celebrities prefer PAs that are polished, career-focused professionals with a solid career history. In one-to-one relationships, knowing what your employer needs and understanding his career goals are essential requirements. Responsibility and trust increase the longer you are with the employer. Ultimately, as a right-hand person, the more work you can take away from your employer, the greater the value you add. Up next is an article titled 1A. Political Assistant article in Marathi language. You can find the link in the downloadables. Let's know what's in a name. Assistant is a noun that refers to a person or tool that provides help or support in achieving a task or goal. It comes from the Latin word assistere, which means to stand by or to help. The word has been in use in English since the 15th century. The word secretary comes from the Latin word secretarius, meaning confidential officer. Originally, a secretary was a person who handled confidential information for a powerful person or government official. Nowadays, a secretary is more commonly known as a professional who assists with administrative tasks in an office or organization. Although the term personal assistant or PA has been in use for many years, it has been very much more common for such an assistant to be referred to as a secretary or as a private secretary. However, Over the years, the word secretary has gradually come to be used as a generalized description of many different people who perform work in an office environment. Although the work they perform might vary considerably from organization to organization, in general, it is of a clerical nature. Indeed, many of those concerned are, in reality, no more than office clerks, although perhaps senior experienced ones, and they are given the courtesy or honorary title of secretary or administrative assistant. Similarly, many office personnel who are actually receptionists or other clerical or administrative roles might be referred to assistants. This trend of using more dignified titles can be seen in other fields as well. For example, garbage men are now often referred to as refuse collectors. In recognition of the increasingly important roles played in many companies by assistants to executives, the descriptions administrative assistant and executive assistant are being used far more often today, and it is likely that the trend will accelerate. We cannot say what descriptions you will come across or be designated during your career, as circumstances differ from country to country and from enterprise to enterprise. In the private sector, when working with celebrities, the designation personal assistant is used, or for simplicity, the title PA is applied. But when we use this chapter number 1, the need for personal assistance title in our agency, and in this book we shall be referring to a person who is a specialist at lifestyle management. These PAs are aware that the busy lives of celebrities require personal assistants to be not only extremely efficient and reliable, but flexible in their responsibilities and schedule. We hope that PAs will soon enjoy a more befitting title that captures the essence of the services they provide, lifestyle management. Assistants' essential and game-changing characteristics. For expert or game-changing assistants, an expert assistant has courage, persistence, and a good sense of humor. They stay on top of their game by staying on top of their education. They sharpen their axe by mentoring others. They are a mind reader, diplomat, psychologist, politician, strategic partner, and team player. Lists of essential characteristics to embody, whether you are a new assistant or a veteran, are commonplace. Because everyone has their own ideas, let's outline what we see as the essentials for assistants. Think of this as a warm-up and a refresher. Case study of Mr. Sushant, executive assistant. One of my former executives went through several assistants before he hired me. The longest any of them lasted was 18 months. One assistant was loyal but not organized. He was willing to drop anything for his executive, but he also frequently dropped the ball. Another was organized but wasn't proactive. He could keep track of all his tasks, but he would sit around waiting for things to do. It's no wonder they didn't last long. Making a positive and powerful impact as an assistant requires more than just a few of the essential characteristics. Take a look at the list, make an honest self-evaluation about which are strengths and which are weaknesses, and pick a few trouble spots to work on in the coming weeks. Use questions like, "What would it mean for me to be curious this week?" or "How can I embody assertiveness today?" to get you thinking. Okay. Now that you're caught up on the essentials of your assistant role, let's look at the characteristics that will help you change the game. Below mentioned must-have characteristics will help you change the game: proactive, responsive, loyal, trustworthy, others-centered, sociable, organized, flexible, assertive, focused, detail-oriented, never assumes anything, positive attitude, strong communication skills, curious, resourceful, efficient, context-aware. You must master these characteristics. Up next is an article titled 1B, Game-Changing and Leadership Quality of Executive Assistant. You can find the link in the downloadables. Thank you for listening to Chapter 1 on the need for assistants and the various roles they play. I hope you gained some useful insights into the assistant profession. Stay tuned for Chapter 2, where we will dive deeper into key skills and best practices. We appreciate you taking the time to listen and look forward to continuing this audiobook project together.